it's a physics corner over here. A little history lesson first. At the dawn of modern physics, Isaac Newton explained everything, moon orbiting the Earth, Earth orbiting the sun, by calculating the very familiar force of gravity. And that was that for about 300 years. Along the way, electricity and magnetism were understood, but when Einstein sketched out the theory of relativity in the 20th century, things started to fall apart. Relativity suggested that while gravity was well-behaved most of the time, at the extremes of the universe it would tend to act strangely, sometimes seeming less like a force and more like an actual bending of space caused by matter itself. As physicists made their way deeper into the subatomic world, they found the strong and the weak nuclear forces, but gravity remained aloof, still strange. And finally, there was quantum mechanics with its tricky particles and exasperating probabilities that things, even ridiculous things, must happen in order to keep the universe together. In the quantum world, gravity often makes no sense at all. Arg! So for decades, physicists have been building back a complicated theory to explain all of this. Principally, how does the energy, the space, the stuff in the universe become matter? It's a monster of a question. And something called the Higgs boson may be behind it. The Higgs was predicted back in the 60s. It's a very bizarre, hard to detect, but still huge subatomic particle, and its existence could explain what gravity is all about. Near Geneva, Switzerland this morning, scientists from the European Center for Nuclear Research are scheduled to present preliminary evidence in their search to find the Higgs boson particle. And joining us to think about what all this might mean is Dr. Lisa Randall. She's on a Skype line with us. She's a professor of physics at Harvard University, an expert in particle theory, the author of the new book, Knocking on Heaven's Door, How Physics and Scientific Thinking Illuminate the Universe and the Modern World. She joins us, as I said, via Skype from Southern California. Dr. Randall, good morning.
Good morning.
So how, first of all, are they going to detect this Higgs boson, and what is it they're looking for?
Well, they're looking for the particles at the Large Hadron Collider. The Large Hadron Collider, you really have to understand, is this giant accelerator. It's 27 kilometers around. It collides together protons. When those protons collide, their mass can turn into energy, which can in turn turn into other particles. This machine has really high energy, so it can make particles that have never been made before because, as you know, E equals mc squared. So mass of particles that haven't been made before will be produced there. And when they are, they go through two major general purpose experiments known as ATLAS and CMS. And those detectors look for all the properties of what comes out. They're trying to distinguish what comes out from what we know is there, part of what's known as the standard model of particle physics, all the particles that are the basic elements of matter and those interactions. We're looking for new stuff, though. The experimenters are looking for new things. So they're looking for distinctive properties of this new matter that tells us it's something new. And furthermore, in this case, because of its connection to the masses of elementary particles, it actually tells us that it is a Higgs boson associated with particles acquiring their mass. That's what's so exciting.
Now, the Higgs was predicted back in the 60s. Confirmation of the existence of the Higgs would tell us what about gravity and matter, do you think?
Well, you know, we actually know about gravity at the energies that we're looking at. What we're really trying to understand is mass, how particles acquire their mass. That might sound like a really weird question. Why don't particles have masses from the get-go? But that story that you described of putting together all the forces in the standard model, it turns out that without something new, particles would not be able to have mass. You just could not write down a consistent theory. So we know that something else is going on. Most people's guess is something called the Higgs mechanism. But of course, it works very well theoretically, but until we find experimental evidence, until there is experimental evidence, we don't know for sure that it's right. And furthermore, we don't know how it's implemented. It's a mechanism, but we want to know what's actually out there in the universe to make this mechanism happen.
Talking about Lisa Randall, professor of theoretical particle physics at Harvard University, about results we expect to hear more about later this morning from Geneva, announcing the possible evidence of a Higgs boson, which, as it's been described, Lisa, and help me to understand this, the Higgs seems to be related to the creation of the universe, the creation of the world as we know it in some way, which is why it's gotten this curious name, the God particle. Can you describe that a little bit?
Well, in my book, Knocking on Heaven's Door, I actually say we shouldn't take the name of the Higgs boson in vain. I think it's a little bit perhaps overstating in some ways, but really what it's doing, it's not responsible for the creation of matter, but it is responsible, as I said, for the masses of elementary particles. That means, for example, if you didn't have the Higgs mechanism, an electron wouldn't have a mass, so you wouldn't have bound atoms. So certainly the structure of the world as we know it does hinge on the existence of this Higgs mechanism, as it hinges on the existence of the forces we know about and the elementary particles. So it's a big part of the Standard Model that we really want to know if it's right.
In the last couple of minutes before we go, Lisa, if this result confirms, as you say, the Standard Model and possibly is a bridge to something more exotic theoretically about what's going on in the universe, is it a vindication of all the investment made in the Large Hadron Collider there, the super collider over in Europe?
Well, I think that's for everyone to decide individually. I certainly think the success of establishing what it's looking for and hopefully going beyond it certainly is extremely important. Really, this is the only way to get answers to these kinds of questions is to go to these energies and distances. And the fact that these experiments are working so well, I would hope, is a vindication of the search, the fact that we really are going beyond and learning what's underneath.
Lisa Randall, professor of theoretical particle physics at Harvard University, author of the new book, Knocking on Heaven's Door, How Physics and Scientific Thinking Illuminate the Universe and the Modern World. Go to thetakeaway.org. You can learn more about the Higgs boson and the efforts to detect it. Near Geneva, Switzerland this morning, scientists at the Large Hadron Super Collider at the European Center for Nuclear Research scheduled to present some preliminary evidence that has Lisa Randall and a lot of physicists around the world pretty excited. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.